Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Now, healthcare was a really big topic at this More Than Money live forum that we held. Here's some more questions related to healthcare and your retirement that we presented to NDP candidate Khalis Ahmed and Liberal candidate George Chahal.
Our next questions are going to come from Susanna. Susanna asks, what's the party's plan and commitment to all Canadians from young to old to provide support with mental health issues? George, why don't we start with you? 2 minutes to answer, please.
Well, mental health is a serious, I think, concern we've seen. It was before the pandemic, but we've also seen this throughout the pandemic and the challenges we've seen across Canada. My wife is a counselor who works in this field directly and has seen the challenges and the increases with so many patients coming in with personal mental health challenges, just dealing with COVID. Not being able to connect and communicate and meet people, being sick or being impacted by not being able to go to school. So our government has supported across Canada and supported with funding, but also training of more counselors and specialists across Canada, make sure that we get more people trained to be able to do this work. We've also invested to make sure we get 1,200 more counselors at universities and colleges as well as we move forward to make sure that our youth who are going through all the challenges have those opportunities. But you know, as we go forward, we have to train more people to make sure they can support Canadians in this important opportunity to help people in their time of need. And our government has made a strong commitment to invest in healthcare, but also mental health supports and training of those professionals to help provide that. But this goes right back to how we build our communities. You know, at the City of Calgary, working closely with municipalities, I think, is extremely important. Our city, under the leadership of Mayor Nenshi, we've created, I would say, a leading strategy to deal with mental health and addictions, a Made at Home Calgary strategy. I think that's really important, and not enough Calgarians know about it or Canadians know about it. This model, this strategy can be implemented in every city across Canada. Our city's a leader. We funded it ourselves with supports from government as well. So I just want to say that our government, our party's platform, has a strong commitment of providing supports, providing our young and old in our communities those supports, but making sure that we have more people to help provide those counseling services into the future.
Thank you. Same question to you, Khalis. Would be the party's platform for all Canadians, young and old, to provide support on mental health issues.
I can tell you that our pharmacare policy and this healthcare policy includes mental, dental, and eye care. Because mental health issue is a very important thing. You think about it like in your healthcare system, your mental health is very important. Like if you are angry for something or sad for something, what do? Maybe you don't feed your cat. So, or your dog, like that's the minimum thing you do, like you forget this thing. So it creates a chain reaction. It creates a chain reaction within the society. And you know, like when I talk to people, and then I find that most of the homeless people are really mentally challenged. You know about the sufferings of our veterans. They have problems with mental health. And those two things are not covered in our universal healthcare. So the mental health issue is very important for us. So to include that in your healthcare system, in your universal healthcare system, that is very important, and that is in NDP platform. And other thing is like when we get support for mental health or any other health system, we need to provide a couple of things. Number one thing is like we have to train people so they can provide the support. We have to find out the people who are really mentally sick, and they open a platform, open a place for them so they can open their mind and come to get the support. Because many domestic violence thing that goes through mental health issue, they don't know what to do, and they have to pay for the counseling. So if the mental health issue is included in the healthcare, many things can be solved at the beginning, and that can save many of the families and many of our people. Thank you.
Jube has a question. What are your plans to improve the financial and the physical well-being of seniors? Khalis, why don't we start with you?
Okay, I told in the beginning that the seniors, 50%, at least 50% of their income goes, 50% of their expenses is for their healthcare, for their medication. So think about it, if it's like, if the universal pharmacare is taking care of that part, then you are supported. If the mental health is taken care of, then you are helped with it. Then if you think that the affordability, like the home you live in, that should be an affordable home. And then if they take off the profit from the senior care, that will help you, right? So that's the way the NDP platform do it in a really big cycle. And it is like, it is not only one thing that we can solve it. There are multiple things that we can address to it. And you know, like the cell phone bill, the internet bill, and many of the seniors, they don't wanna go the online banking thing, and there is a fee for it. So all this together, it is a package for you in the NDP platform.
George, would you like me to repeat the question for
yes,
you?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the question comes from Jube, and it says, what are your plans to improve the financial and physical well-being of seniors?
Yeah, this is a really important question, the fiscal well-being and how seniors are going to be able to pay for many of the costs we've seen increase over the last number of years with their incomes maybe not changing. That's why our government brought forward $500 for those seniors born before 1947, a $500 one-time payment to support seniors across Canada in August. And that's a one-time, because moving forward, we're increasing OAS and GIS payments by 10% in following years, in 2022 and beyond. So I think that's an increasing one-time support, but also a permanent increase for seniors who rely on OAS and GIS. But also, what we've also done is reduce the retirement age from 67 to 65. And I think that's really important for seniors as well. I've heard over the last number of years, for when that change was brought in by the previous government, how it impacted many seniors. So that reduction in age, the limit on for CPP was extremely important to support getting more people retired. I think another big thing is the reduction of the minimum withdrawal when it comes to your RIF. You know, we've seen the market volatility, and we've seen the government reduce the requirement by 25% of minimum withdrawals from your RIF. So I think that's important as well. But we have a lot more work to do as we move forward to make sure that seniors have more income, and that we can also invest in more opportunities to reduce the cost for seniors. And I know there's a number of investments that in our platform when it comes to seniors, aged care, housing, and further supports for age-in-place type of opportunities as well, that I think ties into the overall financial well-being of our seniors community.
All right, Fiz, we need to take a break here, but before we do that, let's remind everybody about our seminar coming up right after the election.
Healthcare taxes and all the stuff that we're talking about in this forum are concerns for everyone who's going to retire, and we're going to talk about that, how it impacts you on Tuesday, September 21st, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
After the break, we'll be discussing taxes and tax changes with the Liberal and NDP candidates. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.